Patricia Maloney is a career coach with Slí Nua Careers, based in Galway, in Bushy Park in Galway. She does cover letter writing, CV writing, interview training, mock interviews, and various other career development services that people need at various stages of their career. Patricia, I want to talk to you first of all about CV writing. And when people arrive to you first, frequently, as you were saying to me, clients may not know exactly where they need to go to with their CV. They might have very little information gathered. People can be intimidated by their own career history in some ways. Don't know how to put sense on it or put a structure on it. What do you do initially when you meet people to start the process of getting them a good CV?
Well, Liam, what I do initially is I take a very sort of simple and logical approach to this, because I think it's very important to give confidence to the client so that when they actually get their written document back, that they can reflect on it and can really get a sense of this is a written reflection of me now professionally, and it can be a conduit for them to really believe in themselves and the value that they can bring to a new role or to a business as a result of it seeing reflected in the CV. So I take a very simple approach initially in talking them through sort of the very, very easy content initially, that they're very comfortable around their personal details and qualifications, education, etc. And then as the session progresses, that we can spend quite an amount of time working through their transferable skills. And I try and facilitate a conversation with them where I'm constantly putting it in context for them. So say, for example, if somebody worked in construction and had their own business, and the market, as we know, fell out of the industry a few years ago. But if you can sort of simplify it for them and tell them, you know, you ran your own business for 15, 20 years, so you are a success. And just because the business has recently come to an end, that is still of value to you and to somebody else. So I facilitate a conversation around really what they're particularly good at. Sometimes the client doesn't see it themselves, but when we sort of collectively and working collaboratively identify it, then I think the client can really progress from there, particularly from a confidence point of view.
It's interesting that the early parts of your answer focus as much on the belief, conduit, value as the actual output of the CV. It's a real dimension when you work with somebody on their CV, that, isn't it? All those things are, they're really in the mix, even though it might not apparently be when you first look at getting a CV done.
No, I think initially when people want a CV, what they're looking for is sort of this just two-page document with words, and that has a structure to it, personal details, education, work experience, etc. But really for us, I think at Slí Nua, because our whole emphasis is so client-focused and giving our clients the best value, that in addition to having this tangible document in their hand, the CV gives them so much more. And I firmly believe that we facilitate giving the client a huge amount of self-confidence, self-belief in their ability then to take the next step in the actual employment process. And it's something that it's not overtly there, but it's just the way we actually do our business with the client and the service that we provide, the excellent personalised service that we provide, that we actually end up achieving this in addition to achieving a two-page document that sets out their skills and experience very well.
And have you had experience where by this session, which produced a CV, led people to go maybe higher than they thought they would have gone, to aim higher, to believe themselves more? Has that been a regular occurrence?
Well, I certainly think that I certainly would have had experience of clients, particularly where it might be their first time actually having to have a CV. In recent years, because of the downturn in the economy, I've had clients come and say, I never had to have a CV before. So when that obviously brought a different dimension to the consultation, but when they actually received back their document, I mean, I would have had calls from clients saying, I can't really believe that this is me. And I didn't think I could do that. And they're very grateful for it actually being reflected on paper for them. And because their CV is now, I keep telling them, or would say to them, look, your CV is your personal brochure. So use this now to sell yourself for a new job, a new role. And very often they will consider courses or careers that they might not have considered before.
So in summary, the skills being deployed here are the skills to identify their skills and then to communicate it in a way that is as effective as possible. Is that right?
Absolutely. And the most important thing is that, you know, that it's not just it, that it's just that not only do they get a document, but they get something that's much more than a document. It's very difficult to quantify it, but I believe it's something that is instilled in us all as practitioners, as CV consultants with SLI Nua, that the whole focus is on the client and giving the client most value for their investment in terms of their finance and their time, but that we give them that extra dimension in relation to the CV.
Okay, very good. Trish Maloney from SLI Nua Careers in Galway City. 091-528-883 is her number. You can contact her and patricia@slinuacareers.com. And Patricia works with people at all stages of their career, from the recent graduate or recent school leaver right up to people in very, very senior positions. So you can contact her on those details or check out slinuacareers.com.